Welcome to another edition of America Tonight. Each and every show, we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders from Talk Radio News, and we tee it up. Let's tee it up with our favorite sports fan. And that would be Ellen Ratner, the Grand Dame of Talk Radio News. Ellen, what you know about politics and sports are equal. You are a sports queen, aren't you?
Yeah, you know I know nothing about sports.
But politics is like sports, my friend. If you listen to what they're doing to each other, the trash talking back and forth. Let's talk about Romney first and his bus tour. What's the buzz on Romney these days?
Romney is taking a bus tour starting tomorrow. There's four different areas that he's going to be going to, four different days, basically, four different states. What's interesting also is that we monitored the Jindal and the other websites, and we found out today that Jindal switched servers. Now, that may not seem like a lot. Last time they were able to figure out who the vice president's nominee was simply by looking at the Wikipedia pages, but Wikipedia locked everybody out, so they can't change their page at this point. So we don't know what's going on that, but that's sort of an interesting thing. So you got the Democratic National Committee doing a bus tour in back of Romney, Romney doing his bus tour. The Democratic one is called the Middle Class Under the Bus Tour.
I love it.
And
it's
then
very
they
catchy.
Have a sign. You know where they tell you where you're going in the beginning of the bus?
Sure.
The sign says Switzerland, 4,872 miles, Cayman, 584, Bermuda, 1,103 miles.
Yeah, he's not gonna live that down. I love that. That's funny.
Right.
You gotta give it to him. That's pretty funny. This was a huge story, and I didn't even realize this until we were talking off the air. Thaddeus McCotter, how can it be that he's not gonna be there? Not enough signatures to run for Congress?
Well, he was supposed to have 1,000. Apparently they turned in, well over 1,000, but most of them were fake. And the attorney general, he got kind of kicked out of the race 2 months ago. He didn't really issue much of a statement other than saying that he was going to enjoy his private life with his family. And the attorney general, the state attorney general, I've never seen anything like this in my life. I'm sure they exist, but I haven't seen it. It says the investigation conducted by this division revealed that the petition collection efforts were carried out by a dysfunctional congressional staff that it completely lost its moral compass. Staffers function in a culture completely indifferent to the requirements of the law with the arrogant attitude that the rules simply do not apply to them. But perhaps the most disturbing is the fact that the evidence indicates similar fraudulent petition schemes were used in prior elections.
Ooh. Wow. I mean, this is a good time to ask you this question. Do you think we're going to see a plethora of new faces after November 6th, or will some of the same characters still be around in the House?
Well, you know, the statistics are that only 10% of Congress loses their seat. But if 10% loses their seat, then you're talking about, there's 435 of them, so you're talking about 43 of them. Or 44 of them. That's a lot of seats.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Wow. Crazy times, politic-wise.
And that's not even including people who, who have decided not to run again. I mean, you have Steve LaTourette from Ohio, the great state of Ohio, and he's not running again. So that doesn't even include the 435.
Yeah, no kidding. And you're going to be there in Tampa. I can't wait. Are you excited
you
for all
Tampa.
This stuff?
You're going to be spending are you going to Democrat too?
No, I can't go to Democrats' clashes with a family thing that I would be beheaded for in my family.
I see. Well, we'll definitely see you in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Thanks, Ellen Ratner. Always fun
Thank
to kick it around with you. Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, coming up in this hour of America Tonight, a little bit of what Ellen was talking about there, some politics mixed in between, some reaction to a big welfare move by the president, the administration deciding to rescind some work requirements for people who are getting welfare. There are some speaking up and saying that it is clearly a violation of the law. The Red Devil is back in court. Yep, the 24-year-old charged in last month's crazy, nonsensical shooting, awful, deadly, terrible, heinous, I can't say enough things to describe it, shooting that altered the lives of so many in that theater is mentally ill. His lawyers said that during a court appearance, check it out, where he just was saying crazy things, screaming things out in court. You know, that Ellen there was mixing in with some of the politics stuff of what we're going to pick up with here in this hour, talking about Jindal because his server space is increased. They're changing the servers out. So a lot of people are looking at that as a sign that maybe the governor of Louisiana is the VP choice. But there is lots of pressure on Mitt Romney to go in a much different direction. Conservatives, Tea Partiers, really, really want Paul Ryan. So could it be Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe? Who's the biggest pleaser that has to go? I don't know. I'm not sure which way. I thought I had an inside track on the VP, and then based on some of the things that, even what you just heard there from Ellen, makes me think, it's really about just trying to pull it off and not letting anything leak out. So we have the polls out. We have some tight races going on. The VP thing is in play. And the accused Colorado gunman, who was definitely looking for some help because he was mentally ill and tried to get help before the shooting. So that's part of what they're going to play up. I believe his attorney is going to play up saying, look, this is what he did. He had a psychiatrist. He was going to try. He was getting help. And this is why we ended up here. I think he's going to try the insanity defense for sure. Otherwise, that wouldn't be played up so much in the beginning. I can't imagine that that's not part of what his defense attorney is thinking, who's a public defender, by the way. The Olympics. Where are we in the Olympics? It's all about the medal count, and the days are dwindling before we get to the closing ceremonies. Can you believe it? It seems like we just started with the Olympics. In fact, when I was away, the opening ceremony, since I only caught bits and pieces of it, I decided I would go back and look at it to see if I missed something. I remember saying on the air I wasn't that impressed with it. I have to tell you, I still wasn't that impressed with it. My favorite sequence still is Daniel Craig as James Bond and the Queen and the parachuting into the stadium to open up the games. I thought it was a very clever piece of footage. And then there were some other moments, but I still didn't think it was all that great compared to Beijing and some of the other opening ceremonies. So we'll break down the medal counts a little bit for you. I will tell you this. I'm not going to tease you with this one. The U.S. has the lead, and they're definitely opening up that lead. 90 medals total. China has 80. You want to know who's in third? Check this out. England, 52 medals. How about that? Maybe on the flip side, I'm going to give you some more filling in the blanks. I got my shovel out. Are you ready? I'm ready. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 9th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,611.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,651.99, $826 for a half ounce, or $413 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,651.99, $826, and $413.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time.
You know, do you ever get tired of hearing that song? And the answer is no. For as much as some people say they grow weary of the Beatles, I just have to say a quick commentary on that. I don't think so. They span the generations, kind of like the Stones in a different way. Because otherwise you wouldn't have 8, 9-year-old kids knowing the Beatles and knowing their music. And that's one of the songs that you still hear across the board on radio, I guess. It's not even just an oldies-type station that would play the Beatles. There's still blocks of Beatles that you hear across the U.S. All right, this is worth throwing in here because I mentioned the Red Devil and the fact that it's pretty obvious that he's going to plead insanity. Hasn't done that yet at this point, but it's certainly looking that way. You know, there was a guy that went to a movie theater in Westlake, Ohio, to see The Dark Knight Rises over the weekend. And he was carrying a loaded 9mm semi-automatic handgun. He had 2 loaded mag clips and 4 knives. 4 knives. So he's facing 21 charges. And why do you think Smith went to the movie theater like that? What his story is that he says that he went to the movies that way for fear of the possibilities of what could happen. But 21 counts is pretty steep. And he got there 30 minutes before the movie, got in a seat in the back row in the middle with his back to the wall. So a manager at the theater, and check this out, I told you this is happening a lot. I have a brother-in-law who's doing this An off-duty cop grew suspicious of where he was sitting, and then they noticed what he was carrying. He had a bag. So they asked to search the bag. They found all this stuff once they searched it. And then they found the knives, too, on him. Smith said he was just doing this for protection, to protect himself and everybody else in the movie theater. And then they went to his home. They found lots of other stuff, rifles, shotguns, survivalist gear, that kind of stuff. So he's toast. He's toast. And the police believe him, though. But they believe him. They believe the position in the movie theater was tactical. And not only was he, you know, protective from the back, but he could have fired to his right, his left, his center, and on anyone in the theater in front of him. About 60 people went to catch the Batman movie that night. And, you know, here's a guy, so once you start to dig, and I said, get the shovel out. You get the shovel out, and you start to dig around and find out, okay, what's the scoop on this guy? In the 90s, he was in the Army, but he didn't finish his basic. And even though, you know, the charges against him are right on the heels of everything that happened in Aurora, Colorado, there's like no way this is going to float. Even if they believe, okay, so he's a little out there thinking, oh, copycatters. But was he a copycatter? As much as I think there's some belief on the part of the people who stopped him, who saw what was going on with the bag, there are others that believe, nah, he was looking for those soft targets. And that's what he's going to have to worry about in court. So it's like this insanity thing. What is his attorney going to say to convince them? No, he's strictly, okay, so there's charges for this and charges on that. But he strictly was doing this because he wanted to protect himself and everybody else who was going to be at that movie theater. I was going to have a very difficult time, I believe, having people believe that that's truly what he was there for. Even though the police were leaning in that direction that, okay, so this is extreme, this is off your rocker stuff, but this is what he was going to do, I believe it. You know, I talked about this a lot in the last month, gun rights versus gun control. Mark in New York, Dan in Texas, we got Lila who sends me emails listening to us in Missouri, all support the Second Amendment. And I say this all the time to the chagrin of my friends and people who know me off the air, that I support the Second Amendment too. How can you possibly take away rights? Why do we want to give things back? And I really believe this, and I'm always looking for new information. If you have anything you want me to see or read on guns, send it to me. AmericaTonight.net. I doubt you'll change my position. A lot of people try to do that. I don't care about what stacks of information you're going to show me about England. I can show you just the opposite. And for very good reason, protecting your own, etc. I think if somebody's competent, especially, my hope is, and this is unicornish stuff, that let's say 95% of the people who own handguns for protection, they're pretty good at it. They know how to use it. They're comfortable with it. The people in their lives know what it's about. So there's none of that chance of, whoops, the grandkid found the gun under the bed. The nephew came over. None of that stuff. But I know that's a utopian kind of world to live in, thinking that many people would be responsible. The more responsible people we have with guns, the more at ease I am. But I'm definitely a supporter of Second Amendment and not taking away guns. Absolutely. Because I think it would be disastrous. And then, trust me, if somebody really wanted to get the guns, they're getting the guns. So what are our attitudes toward gun control? The CNN folks, CNN Orc International, did a poll. And they just released it, and showing that the public remains divided on it. 50%, not shocking if you listen to this show, 50% say they favor no restriction or only minor restrictions on owning guns. Then you got the other side of that, 48%. saying major restrictions or a complete ban on gun ownership by individuals except police and other authorized, you know, cops and law enforcement types of other walks. That's it. And, of course, this breaks down gender-wise. It breaks down an ideology. More than 6 in 10 women, 6 in 10 women, and two-thirds of self-described liberals support major restrictions. So I part company with gender. How many ladies out there feel like I do? 6 in 10. How about that? Supporting a complete ban or restrictions. And that's compared to 34% of men. 34% of men. And, of course, 36% of self-described conservatives. That's not a surprise. Liberal versus conservative. Strictly on the definition of that, that wouldn't be surprising to me. And this issue of guns is something that is not... Sonny sent me something and said, well, this is a huge political issue. It is, but not this time around for president. I don't think this is going to be the massive issue. It's all about the coin. It's all about the economy, and we've said that till we're blue in the face. It's a good time to remind everybody I'm going to be broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, at the Republican convention. You heard Ellen mention that to me at the beginning of the show. And we'll talk to all the movers and shakers who are down there. It's just going to be like ants on a giant anthill. Thousands of people are going to be there. 15,000 media people will be there. 15,000 media people. And maybe part of the discussion could be about guns. But in this election, I truly don't believe if we were to stack up, what do you care about the most? What do you want to see happen in this country? Yes, maybe in your top 10, maybe even in your top 5, but it's not the top 3 things. It is all about the economy and taxes and Social Security, everything all wrapped into that, and where we're headed and how to pay down the deficit. Absolutely, without a doubt. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, more of those details about what happened in that Colorado courtroom. Do you agree with the poll? How about you ladies out there and everybody else listening? Do you think pretty much that poll was dead on? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Storyline from the Olympics. We're going to get to it, gang. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you. Staying here. I wasn't in London. Had a little chance, little window to go to London, but because we're going to the convention, it made more sense to focus on that and then go to Ireland. We're going to be in Ireland for a couple of days at the end of September. Tracing those family roots. That should be fun. You can follow along. As a genealogist told me during the day, probably much like many of you who don't really know how far back the origins go, you know, some of the stories that are closer to you in closer generations, he said to me basically, well, you could have a family full of horse thieves, or you might even be related to royalty. That is a big spread. Is there anything in between? Were any of the people, you know, working in a tavern or something? Wait, either stealing horses or royalty? That's going to be interesting. I'll have more details on that coming up in our future shows. But right now, staying grounded on a couple of things that we're talking about, including the fact that the Red Devil, apparently it's the signs are pointing in that direction, is going to go for the insanity plea. Doesn't make him any less guilty in my mind. In one way, when you slap the insanity plea on it, in some people's minds, it's that excuse. He was nuts. He was crazy. Of course he was crazy. Of course he was psychotic. But that doesn't bring back the people who were killed, and that doesn't give the person who pulled the trigger many, many times an excuse, an out. I don't think it gives you an excuse to do what happened in that movie theater. So in my mind, I think they need to nail this guy to the wall. I mean, they need to nail him to the wall. He killed, among the people, among the victims, a young child who was with her pregnant mother, by the way, at that showing of The Batman Rises. And this woman is paralyzed. So, boy, it's like the trifecta of horrible for her, isn't it? Can you imagine? You're young, you've got this whole future to look forward to, you're enjoying your young daughter. Not only is she taken away from you, the one you're carrying is taken away. And, oh, by the way, you can't walk. So I think the Red Devil needs to pay for that. That might sound harsh, but I think we need to be harsh. I think we need to be harsh on this. We're too soft. We're too soft often on these people who do these heinous things. This guy does not get a pass. He doesn't get a pass. Tell that to the family members. We can't go down that road of becoming a nanny state, as so often we hear the headlines screaming from the New York Post. I love that paper just for the headlines. You could sit there all day and just read the headlines. But we're becoming a nanny country if we continue to allow those things to happen. You can't let this guy bail out. Can't let it happen. I don't think so. So then you have the either copycat guy, the paranoid guy, who's now facing all those charges because he was weaponed up going to the theater to see Batman. Nothing happened. They stopped him ahead of time, and there was that off-duty cop. I mean, is it going to get to the point in this country, because we've had some terrible things happen in public places, where we're going to have to go through a metal detector to go into a theater? Boy, wouldn't that really just be a sad state of affairs? I think of how much I like the movies and what a great escape it is, and I cannot imagine going through that. I can't imagine taking my 10-year-old nephew and explaining why it's like we're going through a TSA checkpoint at the airport, and why is this happening to us because of somebody who is going to plead insanity. Mm. All right, so the latest on that was that he was back in the courtroom and screaming out some crazy things and doing a few crazy things. Here's Chris Townsend with some of the holes, the attention he was looking for and whatnot.
He wants this attention. This is going to play out for a long time. I'm sitting right next to my girlfriend, who has 22 new holes in her body from him. Didn't seem too crazy when he, you know, ordered all the ammunition months in advance and booby-trapped his apartment. And that didn't seem very crazy to me. Seemed pretty smart.
Bravo. Well said. You heard what he mentioned. I'm sitting with my girlfriend with holes in her. He seemed pretty smart to me when he pre-planned it, got all the ammunition, and did all of that. So I hope there's more Chris Townsends that speak out that are there, that anytime he's in a courtroom, because that's what needs to be said. Exactly what he said. Yeah, that didn't seem too hard. He got all that. He did this premeditated. So how much of an insane thing was it? Let's hope that as this plays out, because it's still so early on, let's hope as this plays out, and he wants to act kooky on purpose. It's like someone told him, well, just scream out in the courtroom. Just act like a nut, and you'll probably be able to go down that road. Let's hope they nail him for everything that they possibly can. Unless, and I've said this before, I mean, truly, honestly, if you had the victims' families who said, you know, the whole idea of revenge, the whole idea of feeling better about what happened by really trying to go for the death penalty here and that kind of stuff just doesn't work for us. If you had a consensus, then I would say honor their wishes. But that's not the way it's playing out. More of the people would rather see him get the maximum. So on Thursday, and of course he's charged with this, with the shooting, with the gazillion counts, and what they're saying is that he tried to get help. Daniel Craig is his lawyer, or Daniel King, not Craig, not James Bond. Daniel King said he tried to get help for his mental illness, and he's now facing 24 counts of first-degree murder, 116 of attempted murder. And in the court, he was wearing the typical prison stuff. He was shackled and all that kind of stuff. He still has the dyed crazy hair that's pink now in some places. And he would yell things out. He would yell stuff that was being said. He would be repeating it, kind of parroting whatever was said. And the defense attorney said that the harm is very real with the release of the file at this point, because there's a motion at this point to suppress some of the things that he wrote. And in most court cases, everything is available to the public. I guess people don't realize that, but you can, it's not just media that can get a hold of things, but pretty much anything you want, you can, because people are trying to understand what happened during the shooting. So they want to leave it open, and I think they're going to leave it open. The media has been pretty successful in getting some documents unsealed in the case of a couple of nuts in the past. Jared Lee Loughner is one of them. Remember, he went on the crazy shooting spree that killed six people and wounded Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. So they're pushing here in the case of Holmes to have everything unsealed and available so the families of the victims can look at the photographs from the crime scene, that kind of stuff. And that's tough. I mean, how much of that scene should be out there? How much of that scene do you really want to see? I think this is the same thing. If the victims' families, if it does something for them to see the photos, then I think you let them see the photos, you unseal it. Of course, then the danger is that they'll be published. And, you know, is he, when they say he's mentally ill, is he schizophrenic? Is he bipolar? Does he have something else? You know, what is it that they're trying to claim was the problem? Is, you know, suggesting he's just flat out crazy? And is this just something that's convenient to hide underneath? Seems a little off base to me. And with the academic success that he had. So just as Chris Townsend there said, my girlfriend sitting here full of holes, with the victims, with the people who almost died, and with the plotting that he did, let's hope, one, that they release any information anybody wants to see, I think. Leave that file open. I mean, we could argue about the photographs, but leave it open. But how will the eye for an eye play in this one? How will it play with this violence? I think you got to make an example at some point. And maybe make an example of people that do these crimes where it's cowardly, they're just shooting at soft targets, and then make people think twice before doing something similar to what Jared Lee Loughner did, to what Holmes did, to what the idiot who ended up shooting himself in the head at the Sikh temple, trying to do something there to also dissuade. That's the key. Not take away the guns, but dissuade people. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Applause. That's a hint. It's a hint that you're going to want to applaud, even if it's in your own house, in your car, laying in your bed, by some of what we're about to tell you. And I have some food for thought more on the issue of guns, whether or not loaded guns are good, bad, or don't make a lick of difference. I mean, honestly, get to some of that in a second here. Remember, we got the shovel out. But while we're shoveling to dig a little bit deeper, we need to take a break and acknowledge a couple of key things from the Olympics. Number one, woohoo! The United States overtakes in the medal count 90 medals for the good old USA, 80 for China now at this point. England is in third. How about that? Check out Usain Bolt, although not an American. So many Americans are crazy about Bolt. He retained his Olympic 200-meter in a time of 19.32, made him the first man to win that event, and the 100-meter race at two Olympics. That's amazing. I mean, he is. He's like lightning. You expect it. It actually would be shocking if Bolt didn't finish that way, and he did. He finished, and I love seeing the stills, you know, stills meaning the photographs of his face, that intense, awesome smile as he comes across the finish line. You know, if you watch it on the tube at all, it's crazy how they do the slow-mo thing, and you see the expressions on their face that look highly exaggerated. And in the case of Bolt, I don't know that it's exaggerated. The guy is just completely exuberant, which is why he has more than captured the imagination of so many people across the world, really, but certainly in the United States. While we care about the medal count, and I gave it to you for the United States versus all the other countries, there are certainly some athletes who we are more than embracing, and he is one of them. He transcends. Another one I would say early going in this probably was the Andy Murray, since he had just played Roger Federer. And even though he's Scottish, really embraced by the Brits, people wanted him to win since he had just lost to Federer. And there was so much pressure on him at Wimbledon, and he couldn't do it. So here, 4 weeks later, he ended up winning, and that was pretty exciting. And I'd say a lot of Americans also embraced him. And then maybe a little bit in gymnastics and the pool, too, a little bit in the pool, although the U.S. swimmers were so dominant. And, of course, were you not pulling for every single one of them? But they're, like I said, it's a couple of them had amazing stories. All right, here's the moment. Are you ready in Minneapolis? Poor Donovan Madsen, I have him working overtime. He had to go run and get some Red Bull just to get these people, or 5-hour energy, I don't know what he ended up with, just to get these people on the edge of their seat and ready for the big announcement. I like that. He warms them up. They're ready. Here's the big announcement. Gold, Americans, women's soccer. Yes, it's true. The U.S. women's soccer team. Avenged one of their most painful defeats with a 2-1 win over Japan. Woo! Yeah. If I had a voice left, I swear I'd be screaming with the rest of them. Pretty cool. Carly Lloyd scored early in both halves. Hope Solo made a lunging late save as the Japanese pushed frantically, you can hear them in the background, frantically to try to do something at the end, and they just could not do it. So just an amazing win. Where people are still celebrating in the pubs, I understand, even though I can't imagine what the hour is. If we do the math, it's crazy. But 80,000 fans at Wembley Stadium, an Olympic record for a women's soccer game. The teams kind of had it on back and forth. And this is the brilliance of it. People complain about soccer as being boring, because, you know, have all those minutes in between before someone scores. You could not walk away from this. I mean, these were two premier teams, and in England, women's soccer is just a blip on the radar screen, even though the men are so huge. So the match turned out to be simply amazing. I mean, that may be one of the best wins. I mean, really. The fact that she wasn't, and Carly Lloyd, this just shows you, she wasn't even in the starting lineup, but she was there when she needed to be there, and she is just a huge part of the story. And Hope Solo, too. You got to love that name, Hope Solo. To be in the position that she was in and what she was able to do, just absolutely incredible. So when the Olympic gold medals were handed out, I'll tell you what, the one person who probably got the loudest screams, from what I could tell, was Amy Wambach, who's the co-captain who missed the Beijing Games. She had a broken leg, and she was so passionate about Americans getting back on the podium. She said she had cold sweats at night from the defeat at the hands of Japan, and now, you know, they win, and she's there. She gets massive hugs from so many people as the gold goes around her neck. So the U.S. team has won 4 of the 5 Olympic titles since women's soccer was introduced back in the 96 Atlanta Games, taking second place at the 2000 Games in Sydney. And you know the rest of the story there. So hugeness in the medal count. Sweet! Like I said, even if you're not a sports fan, you got to be loving what we're seeing here in the medal count and from some of these U.S. Players. And this was fitting that it ended the way it did. So bravo to them. It'll be an interesting ride back, I would think. And I believe now that we're seeing 90 in the medal count, that we'll probably see that number close to that 108 or more. People were laughing when I said 108 medals, but 108 is looking pretty good. All right, coming up in our future shows, I said we were going to flush out more gun rights versus gun control. And I invite everyone to this party. So if your point of view is, listen, lady, you're crazy, guns kill, guns interrupt peace, guns are not good, we need to take up the guns, let's hear it. Let me hear what you have. And if it's the other, of course, same thing, 855-266-K, keep that number handy. We're going to bump up against it, but keep it handy when you want to throw in your 2 cents on this, because this is still a lot of the conversation. Let me give you a quick little note, some food for thought. Do you know that some of the most heavily armed states, it's true, have very low violent crime rates and vice versa? When the people who are defending themselves or the good guys are armed, there is less gun violence. Research clearly shows that allowing citizens the right to carry concealed handguns reduces some of that awful crime. In those states that pass right to carry concealed handgun laws, the average murder rate dropped from 6.3 per 100,000 to 5.2 per 100,000. 9 to 10 years later, about a 1.7% drop in the murder rate for 10 years. And there's so much more that I could throw at you. And we will in the next couple of weeks. So please share. You can send us your thoughts, americatonight.net.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.